He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had a couple of triple digit down days in a row. We want to dig into that, figure out what's going on here. Is the bull market that's now 2,000 and let's see, I got my numbers, my calculations this morning. The bull market is now 2,024 days old since March 9th of 2009. Where were you on March 9th? We know where the Dow was. It was at 6,400 and some odd points, and now it's at 17,000. It remains intact for now, but we got to be vigilant here because it will come to an end at some point. The Dow is up about 4 points. Hey, it's good to just see some green out there on the screen today after two big red days. The Dow is at 17,060 right now. The S&P 500 is flat, 1982. In fact, that's a refreshing break from the last couple of days. The NASDAQ is positive. The NASDAQ's up 6 right now. The NASDAQ sits at 4,514. Crude oil, $90.56, and that's been one of the drags, I would say, on the market, has been oil prices that have shot down for a variety of reasons. Supply-demand is usually the issue, however, when it comes to a commodity like light sweet crude. Gold is down. Gold is much more than supply and demand. Gold is much more of a fear gauge. Gold is at 1223, telling me that there's not a lot of fear out there right now of inflation and whatnot. And the 10-year yield's at 2.53% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We're going to take a look today at some of the recent weakness that we've seen in the market. What's causing it? Should we be worried? Is the 2024 day old bull market in jeopardy here? And you say, what do you mean, Gunderson? You mean there's been a bull market now for 2024 days? Yes. It began on March 9th, 2009, and it's been going up ever since. There has not been a break in the trend since then. And just 18 days after it bottomed in my newsletter, I went bullish on the market and proclaimed a new bull market was in place. And I've been a bull ever since. And I'm not a permabull. The show's permabull. It's bull every... I'm just kidding. We try to be honest here. Tell the truth on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, because there's not a lot of truth out there anymore. It's getting harder and harder. It's becoming a scarcer and scarcer commodity to find in this crazy world of ours in 2014. But the truth is the market's been going up since 2009. No matter what the other pundits tell you, no matter what they tell you about a disintegrating dollar and rising gold and hyperinflation, it hasn't happened. And I'm not saying that it won't happen at some point in the future, but it hasn't happened. And the best place to have been for the last 5.5 years has been ownership of stocks, biotechs, pharmaceuticals, technology, social media, railroads, energy stocks. They've all been hitting new highs. Not all, but many of them have been hitting. The vast majority of them have been hitting new highs for the last several years, much to the dismay of the bears and the pundits and those that say they shouldn't be hitting new highs. You know what? You can wish whatever you want upon the market, but the market's always going to be right. And it's not good to argue with Mr. Market. Neither is it good to argue with Mr. Fed. Now, what's been going on recently here? We've had some triple-digit down days. We had another dismal report from a home builder. This time it's Kaufman & Broad. The stock's down 7.5%. The home builders are not doing very well, which makes me stop and wonder whether or not Gen Xers are going to be home builders or homeowners or home buyers. Or are they going to rent a loft downtown and play video games? I don't know the answer to that. I grew up in a generation, my father was a World War II veteran. He always owned a home. He always fixed up his home. He put in the brick planters. He did the landscaping. He was always renting cement mixers on the weekends and things like this, or bringing in river rock for some fountain he was building. He was that kind of guy, and I watched him growing up doing that kind of thing. Finally, he got sick of it, moved to a condo. I grew up in a condo, but I've always been an owner of homes and of condos, etc. But I just wonder about Generation X that's coming up. There doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in suburban living and a yard with a white picket fence with two dogs. I don't know. We'll have to see. I think maybe the 2008-2009 downturn had something to do with shaking the faith and confidence in home ownership. Hearing their parents complain about upside-down equity and short sales and foreclosures and all of this kind of thing probably did not instill a lot of confidence. I never heard that when I was growing up. You know what I heard from my father? Of course, we live in Southern California. I grew up in Southern California. That's all I ever heard him say is, I've never lost money in a home that I bought or property that I bought in Southern California. Of course, he didn't live long enough to see the 08-09 bubble and then the crash, but all he ever saw was rising real estate prices. Of course, now I have a little different story to tell. Having said that, my son and his wife, they did recently buy a home, so I'm proud of them. But I just wonder if Generation X is going to be home buyers, which brings up another question. Growth. You know, the economy needs to continue to grow, not only here at home, but around the world, in order for the stock markets around the world to continue to rise. We're seeing all-time highs, yes, S&P 2000, yes, Dow 17,000, NASDAQ, not an all-time high, but it's a new 14-year high at 4,500. The economy is going to have to continue to grow in order for these markets to continue to rise. And it worries me, without the real estate and the home building and the construction sector participating very much right now, will we be able to continue to grow? In fact, global growth is in focus once again. That's why we've seen these triple-digit down days. We've got worries out of China. No longer are they growing at 7.5% per year. They're only growing by 7%. And everybody wanted stimulus from the Chinese government earlier this week. Didn't get it. And that was one of the nasty sell-offs we saw in the market. Europe continues to be in the headlights of investors as the spat between them and Putin continues. Germany's economy slowing down. Japan's had a slow economy for a long time. So there's concerns about global growth. And usually when you see the market down triple digits, you'll say it was down 127 today. Concerns over growth. Well, growth equals stock price appreciation. Growth equals markets appreciating and continue to appreciate. We need that growth to continue in order for us to continue to be investors in the market and profitable investors in the market and growing markets and new highs in the market. Without growth, it's not going to happen. Of course, here in the United States, we no longer have stimulus from the Fed. That's going to curtail growth. Well, we'll get a lot of answers here in about 3 or 4 weeks from now. The third quarter of 2014 will come to an end next week. And shortly thereafter, we'll get reports from countries around the world on their third quarter GDP reports. And we'll get reports from companies around the world on their earnings reports. And what we want to see is continued growth. But those companies will also report on their future forecasts. And that will also be very, very important. Those CEOs with boots on the ground will be telling us what they see in the cards for future growth around the world. And the market will take its cue from that. And if CEOs continue to say, we're doing okay here, we continue to see growth prospects, not as good as we'd want, but then the market's going to continue to hit new highs. But if we see warnings coming from the likes of Cisco and Home Depot and Toll Brothers and Nestle's and whoever else that growth is coming to a standstill, and then that will be a bad signal for the market. So we take it a day at a time, a week at a time, an index at a time, an asset class at a time, and an individual stock at a time. And as of last Friday, the bull signal that I gave out on March 27th, 2009 was still in place. And as we sit here today, it's still in place. But every day we're going to examine it, and we're going to try to find individual stocks that are flourishing in today's economy, which I'll have a few for you today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're glad that you could join us.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Will I remain bullish on the market? My newsletter, which you can get at pwstreet.com, put out a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009, and that buy signal has been in place ever since. Every threat that's come along to the market, and there's been many along the way, I've stepped back and I've looked at the criteria, the basic criteria that I go over here every single day on my show: valuation, performance, and the technical patterns. I also look at the internals of the market, how the asset classes are behaving, how the sectors of the market are behaving. And every week in that newsletter, which I publish every week, has been bullish. I've been bullish. I haven't changed my stance. I will change my stance at some point in time. I believe in timing the market. Some people will say I'm crazy. The guy's crazy. Nobody can time the market. Well, I don't know about that. You know, when the market went down 53% last time, there were warning signs along the way. I learned a lot going through that the last time. I was inventing my app at that time as a guide for me to help me manage money for folks all across America. And I continue to look for those warning signs today of the next bear market, because we know there will be one. When? I don't know. What will lead up to it? What will cause it? I don't know. Last time it was the housing collapse. It was the freezing up of the credit markets. It was a housing bubble that popped big time and left a big mess to clean up for the next several years. Well, now we've had a recovery and the market's been hitting new highs, and it continues to hit new highs, and I would still say that stocks are the best place to be. Equities. I personally don't want to own bonds right now. I don't like the prospects for higher interest rates down the road. I've avoided gold for 3 years. Gold was another bubble that burst. Gold needs runaway inflation. It's not getting it. It needs a crashing dollar. It's not getting it. Maybe at some point in the future, probably will be a good place to be invested. I'll let my app let me know. But for now, down near the bottom, and they've been at the bottom for the last 3 years, investing in gold, investing in silver, shorting the market, or having cash on the sidelines has been the worst place to be. Instead, biotechs, drug companies, healthcare companies, railroads, energy stocks, technology, social media, they continue to roar. So you can do whatever you want to do with your money. But the money that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management for my clients has been invested in equities, has been invested in stocks. And yeah, you've got to be willing to accept a little bit more volatility. You go down and buy a CD at the bank, it's going to be a dollar per share every single day. And at the end, you're going to get a little bit of interest, and then you're going to have to pay tax on that interest, but you'll have no volatility. And what's the trade-off for no volatility? You'll have very little gains at the end of the year. But then you can say, well, I can't have any losses either. And I can't argue with that. You have to take on a little more risk. The next level of risk up would be the bond market. Hold those bonds to maturity. You're going to get your money back and a coupon along the way. But the fact of the matter is very few people own bonds to maturity. Bonds are subject to interest rate fluctuations, and I believe that the prospects for higher interest rates are quite high. Goldman Sachs said we'll be at 4% within the next 12 months. I'm not on board with that, but that was a pretty dire warning, and I believe that had something to do with one of the sell-offs in the market here recently. Well, I continue to like stocks, and I continue to be heavily weighted in medical-related stocks. It's one area of the market that's still receiving government stimulus. The government continues to write checks to folks to go out and buy health care. And it's happening. And there's more people on the rolls. And it's increasing demand on hospitals and emergency rooms and prescription drugs and everything. You know, it's really driven these drug stocks higher. And I own several. Several of them are involved in this love triangle that's going on between allergen, Variant Pharmaceutical, Activus, and Vertex, Salix Pharmaceutical. And Salix is a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've had a lot of fun with Salix here this week. It's been one of the biggest winners in the market. And if I'm not mistaken, we've featured Salix many times here on the show. I've written articles about it for MarketWatch, for Seeking Alpha. Oh, I'm going to talk about another biotech today, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, VRTX. Why am I all of a sudden a biotech expert over the last couple of years? Because that's where the money is. That's where the money is. Just like someone else said, I robbed the banks because that's where the money is. Well, right now, the money in the market, a lot of it's been coming from the biotechs. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is a company headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts. I don't think those Red Sox are going to make the playoffs this year. Instead, it'll be like Kansas City. Or maybe Seattle, some of the lesser teams, which I'm all for. Vertex is a $25 billion company. That's pretty formidable. This is not a lab hoping to have a product someday. This is a company that's on the verge of turning profitable. At $25 billion, this is a young drug company. This is an experienced biotech company. Their specialty right now is cystic fibrosis. I have had a little bit, I've known some people very well that had children with cystic fibrosis. One of those children is still alive today at the age, I think in her middle 30s now, had a couple of kids. She's totally, completely outlived life expectations because of some of the advances that have come along in the search for a cure for cystic fibrosis. Vertex Pharmaceutical develops small molecule drug treatments for hepatitis C, cystic fibrosis, and autoimmune diseases. Back on June 24th, Vertex Pharmaceutical's cystic fibrosis drug met its endpoint in its phase 3 trials, and the stock bolted from $62 a share clear on up to $90 per share. That was a big day for Vertex. Since then, it's been consolidating that big gain, kind of going sideways. But recently, there's been more good news out of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the stock is starting to take off again. Now, let's take a look at those things that I like to see in a stock that brings these stocks to my attention and that helps them end up in my portfolios. Okay, the first thing is performance. Let's take a look at the performance of the stock, Vertex Pharmaceutical, symbol VRTX. So we're going to go to the web here, and we're going to pull up beststocksnowapp.com. This is the app that I invented to analyze stocks. It's a very sophisticated tool. We're going to search. We're going to type in VRTX, and here's what we're going to see. We're going to see a company that we're going to have to talk about when we come back. Because I've been a little bit long-winded here. When we come back, we'll do our analysis of VRTX. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, every weekend in my newsletter, I publish some model portfolios. I have an aggressive model portfolio, I have a conservative model portfolio, and I have an income model portfolio. I'm an open book. I'm transparent. You can look at those every single weekend. I offer out my newsletter. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's just a sideline that I do, mostly for my benefit, writing that newsletter every week. My main job is managing money for hardworking folks across America. And in the aggressive part of the newsletter, the aggressive growth accounts, I continue to own a lot of biotech and medical-related stocks. I want to finish up my analysis here of Vertex Pharmaceutical And then I want to get to my next one, which is completely different. It's a consumer discretionary restaurant stock that I like right now because it has the same characteristics as the cystic fibrosis biotech stock. Namely, it's got performance and it's got value right now. But let's finish off our little study of Vertex. Vertex over the last 10 years has delivered 26% to investors while the market's delivered 6. Obviously, no guarantees in the future, but that's a pretty good track record. Over the last 5 years, Vertex has doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 27% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's had a very good run. The stock's up 38%. When I look at Vertex against all the other stocks out there, it gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A+. That puts it right up there right now as one of the top performing stocks in the market. Here's another thing about the biotech stocks that's going to really blow your mind. Many of them were up in 2008. Oh, you remember 2008. That was the year the market was down 38%. Vertex is yet another example of a biotech that was up that year. It was up 31%, while the market was down 38%. I personally think that there's a disconnect between the biotechs and the economy. Been proven out many times as I've shown the results of biotech stocks during tough times in the market. Go figure. When the market gets tough, people buy biotechs. It really makes no sense if you examine it from your heart, but when you look at the numbers, they stand out to me. Now, as far as valuation goes, it's very hard to put a valuation on Vertex because they are not profitable. They're just barely profitable. But as I look at the momentum of sales and the products in their pipeline and how many of them are near to being products, I see value in Vertex Pharmaceuticals, symbol VRTX. When I add that together with the performance of the stock recently, out of 3,895 different stocks in my database, Vertex comes in at number 4. And I disclose that it is a stock that we own in our aggressive growth accounts. I own it in my moderate profile risk accounts. And I own it in my conservative growth accounts. I justify that by the stock being a large cap company at $28 billion. Not a recommendation, but it is an example of a stock that I own and of Best Stocks Now in my database, my Best Stocks Now app. Vertex Pharmaceutical, VRTX. Okay, next we're going to go to St. Louis, and we're going to talk about a company out of St. Louis that I actually wrote up in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011. The stock went on to be one of the biggest winners in the market. Panera Bread, which was once a $30 stock back in 2008, and then it went on a march to $194. That's a lot of dough. Sourdough. I love sourdough. You know, is there anything better than a loaf of crusty sourdough bread right fresh out of the oven? We eat a lot of sourdough bread at my house. Very popular out here on the West Coast. And Panera Bread makes a very good loaf of sourdough. They make some good sandwiches. We have a Panera Bread maybe 2 blocks from our office here in downtown San Diego. Panera Bread is a $4.3 billion company. It also meets my criteria right now. Value, performance, and a good stock chart. And I think there's a little bit of bottom fishing aspect to Panera Bread right now. It's been hit recently. Panera's come down from 193 to 142. I don't like to buy stocks in downtrends. I would have never bought Panera on the way down. I like when they finally start to base and they finally start to go sideways and then they finally start to head back up again. And that seems to be the spot in the technical pattern that Panera is right now. In addition to this, Panera has a pretty good history, a pretty good track record behind it. Over the last 10 years, Panera has delivered to investors almost triple the returns of what the market's returned. And I know there's no guarantees that it will continue but that's a good track record, again, that it brings to the plate here. Over the last 5 years, Panera's averaged 23% per year, market's averaged 13%. But over the last year or so, Panera's struggled. Panera's down 7%, market's up 16%. But all of a sudden, the valuation has gotten so compelling on the stock, and the performance over the last 3 to 6 months is finally showing some signs of life, that the bread's starting to rise again at Panera. I'm getting a buy signal on Panera Bread. In fact, the buy signal was so strong, I finally couldn't resist anymore, and I bought one of those chocolate chip cookies. I bit into the stock, and I added it to my aggressive growth accounts. I like to own 25 or 30 stocks in a portfolio. I buy about a 3 or 4% position, and I recently bought a 3.5% position in Panera for my aggressive growth clients in that aggressive growth account. I like the valuation right now. When I take their earnings estimates of $7.22 next year and grow them by 14-15% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock, I get a $295 target price 5 years from now. The stock's currently trading at $157. It gets a very good value grade right now. Not only that, the price of commodities continues to collapse. Well, that's good. Wheat prices, lower wheat prices for a bread company, that's a positive thing. We featured Papa John's a couple of weeks ago or last week. They're another recipient of low wheat price. What percentage of their cost in a pizza or in a bread company is wheat? It's a big percentage of their cost. And lower wheat costs are also helping these stocks. Panera Bread, out of 3,895 stocks that I follow, comes in at number 114. And it is a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. But I own it in my aggressive growth accounts, and it's only a 3.5% to 4% position in those accounts, because diversification is something else that I preach. You don't want to go out and buy just that stock in your IRA. No, that's not the way you do things. You buy a portfolio, and if you can't afford to buy a portfolio, then you buy an ETF or you buy a mutual fund that does give you enough diversification. Anyways, I send out the newsletter every single week. I've been writing it for 18 years. It's a labor of love here at Gunderson Capital Management. It helps me to stay in contact with my clients and my clients to stay in contact with me, so they know why I'm buying what I'm buying, what I think of the market. I very rarely get a call from a client saying, hey, what's going on in the market right now? Because I write in length every single weekend. They know. You can just glance at the first few pages of the newsletter and know exactly where I stand on the market at the current time. And as I said, I went bullish in March 27, 2009, I've been bullish ever since on the market. I'm looking for that sell signal around the next corner. It's not there yet, but it will at some point in time not be a good place to be, the stock market, that is. And hopefully we try to protect you from the bear that is lurking out there somewhere at some point in time. Anyways, you can follow along in the newsletter every single week. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters. They go out to all my clients. They go out to all my subscribers and people that have requested in the past. They get the free version of the newsletter, which goes through all my market analysis and all my sector rankings and asset class rankings every single week. That's pwstreet.com. Or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we have a lot of new listeners, especially in Sarasota and Tampa, who are not familiar with my show or my ranking system or the app that I developed called the Best Stocks Now app. But it ranks stocks, and it ranks sectors, and it ranks mutual funds, and it ranks ETFs on a daily basis. And those rankings don't change much from day to day, and we can pick up some really, really good trends that we follow. And those rankings are based on two opposite ways of investing in the world. Usually most people are either value investors or they're momentum investors or they're buy and hold type folks, I suppose. Well, I've seen the weaknesses and the strengths of value investing, and I've seen the weaknesses and the strengths of momentum investing. I believe they both have their merits, but they both leave something out. Value investing leaves out performance and relative strength and healthy stock patterns. There's a lot of value traps out there. I was reading about a stock today that the value investors have been all over for the last several years, and the stock is collapsing, and it continues to collapse. The performance is horrible. And I believe that momentum investing has its weaknesses too, mainly value. They don't like to pay attention to value. They say it's going up. That's all I care. It's got a healthy stock. But, well, I like both. And that really narrows it down. And every day on my way home, I look at my top 300 stock list. There's very little change over the last several months. The top 300 seem to have a lot in common right now. Now, remember, this is the top 300 out of 3,900. So this is a very select group of stocks that possess those unique characteristics of value and momentum. They're flourishing in today's economy and flourishing in today's world, and yet they still make sense to me from a valuation point of view. Let's just take a look at a representative sample here from the top 300 right now. Number one right now is a stock that I actually own called Actavis, ACT. Boy, Actavis is all over the news these days. It used to be Watson Pharmaceutical. They did a roll-up. They did an inversion. They moved to Ireland, renamed themselves Actavis, and that's where they reside today with tremendous stock growth. In fact, we learned yesterday that Pfizer has actually made overtures towards Actavis. Pfizer wanting to date an Irish girl, it would seem. Maybe Pfizer had some designs on moving those corporate headquarters. I've actually seen the corporate headquarters of Pfizer right next to Grand Central Station in downtown New York City. Maybe they wanted to fly the coop and go to Dublin to get a cheaper tax rate. They're probably going to deny it now, but they were making overtures toward Actavis, a $63 billion company. That's the stock that I currently own. It's the number one ranked stock because it possesses value and it possesses performance. It's hitting a new all-time high today. Number two right now is Southwest Airlines, believe it or not. Southwest has been on a tear. Symbol love. Low oil prices don't hurt. A la carte pricing doesn't hurt. Running a profitable airline that people are generally happy with doesn't hurt. Number three is Monster Beverage. This is a stock that I started talking about 5-6 years ago when it was Hansen's Natural Soda making organic juices. And along came the sons into dad's business and said, hey, I know how to really make this company grow. Let's develop an energy drink called Monster. And the rest is history, as the stock's gone from $10 to $90. And it's still a top-ranked stock, as they've got suitors sniffing around them. such as Coca-Cola out of Atlanta. The number four ranked stock is Canadian National Railway. Gordon Lightfoot would be proud. Canadian National Railway is carrying a lot of that oil to the ports, to the refineries, because we need more pipelines. The number five ranked stock is actually a mutual fund. It's the ProFunds Biotech Ultra. Yes. It's the sector, biotech sector, on drugs, on steroids, 2-to-1, juiced. That's number five. In fact, since the buy signal I got on that mutual fund, which is a good trading vehicle, by the way, I believe that thing's up about 26%. Number six is another biotech fund, the Fidelity Biotech Fund, believe it or not. Gilead Sciences is right there. Amgen is right there. Home Depot's right there. These are some of the stocks that are flourishing in today's market. These are some of the top-ranked stocks. Now, that doesn't mean, just because they're A-minus or better, doesn't mean you run out and buy them. But as an investor, isn't it better to begin with a very select list? Now, you want to put 25 or 35 guys on the field, guys and gals, in your portfolio? Isn't it better to begin with a select list to choose from? Because, you know, if you begin with a garbage list to me is Plug Power, fuel cell stocks that made a big move yesterday because of news, $5-6 companies that don't make any money. They're story stocks. No, I like Canadian National Railways of the world, Southwest Airlines of the world, Active. These are high quality companies making a lot of money. And they're also flourishing in today's economy. And it changes. Now, eventually, this trend that we're in, which has really favored the medical stocks and the technology stocks, eventually this trend will change. We may at some point in time see inverse funds on the S&P or on technology or inverse in NASDAQ at the top of the heap. But for the last 5.5 years, I've been bullish. The names have changed as the cycles have changed, but this current cycle's been in place for about 1.5 years now. Really favoring medical stocks, really favoring drug stocks, really favoring transportation stocks, semiconductor stocks, etc. Anyways, it's all in the newsletter. Every week I publish the top 300. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for the newsletter. There's no obligation. I also daily update it in the app, the Best Stocks Now app, which has been as high as the number two app in the world as it relates to the iOS store, the iTunes store, financial apps, number two, grossing Best Stocks Now app. Maybe there's something to it that you ought to check out. You can download the app. There's an Android version, there's an Apple version, and there's a web-based version, beststocksnowapp.com. And you can follow along with my live trading on a daily basis. That's available through the Android app and through the Apple app. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.